First of all, Eric, Vancouver is pretty good. Got that win. How are you feeling about the home, not the home opener, but the first game of the season and how it's going to kick off 2020?
It was good to get the dub, you know, get the 3 points on the board starting out the season. Everything that we put together preseason was coming together, and so it's good to move forward on that, and we're getting ready for Houston now.
Yeah, you're pretty much carrying over from last season towards the end, how you kicked on, and now it looks like you're just kicking up again, just like back to normal, right?
Yeah, you know, I'm feeling healthy, I'm feeling fit right now. So just waiting to be called upon to go out there and help the team out.
Yeah, I was going to say, how's the adjustment been from last year to this season as far as being here now, that you're more acclimated to everything around here now?
Yeah, more acclimated. I feel a lot more comfortable coming back to the guys that I know in the locker room. Starting the season out fit and healthy. You know, last year I had some injuries, and then I was trying to fight through that, and it didn't end up working out. So this year, just coming in healthy is a big thing.
How's it like playing with Alan Pulido coming in now?
It's good, man. He's a good player. He's great in the locker room, and we're really happy to have him here.
Yeah, same for Kyrie coming back as well, huh?
Yeah, same with Kyrie as well.
Yeah, the attacking options is getting better now. Exactly. Hope to see more goals than last year, which is crazy, all the goals we scored last year.
I know, exactly, man. We got firepower up front right now, and, you know, we can interchange anyone up there. We hope they can produce. In training, they look strong. Everyone looks strong and fit, and everyone looks like they're putting forward.
So as far as playing Houston this weekend, what have you seen as far as on them with Tab Ramos being the coach right now? How tough will it be trying to get that victory this weekend?
So we just got to go out there and do the same thing we did this past weekend. We got to focus on the fundamentals, focus on what the coaching staff is telling us, and focus on our game and our strengths. And I feel like if we do that, we'll be in a good position to win the game.
All right, last question before I let you go. Of course, I ask everybody what y'all been jamming lately as far as music is concerned. What have you been jamming lately personally?
That Lil Baby album.
Lil Baby, I just jammed that the other day. What's your thoughts on that?
I like it. I like it. My little brother loves him, so I checked it out, and I was banging to it. The song with Lil Wayne, Forever, I think is what it's called.
Yeah.
I like
and you're a Weezy fan, if I remember last time. So what'd you think about the Funeral?
Funeral, I liked it. Mahogany's my jam on that.
It's better than Carter 5 to me. What do you think?
Carter 5? I don't think so.
You think Carter 5 was better?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so then I'm going to ask you then, what's your favorite Carter album? Because this is the big debate. Carter, I always say Carter three still. Carter, I know three. A hardcore fan say one or two.
Carter 3.
Carter 3 is the one.
For me personally, that's my favorite.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate you, Eric. Thank you for your time, man. And good luck to seeing what you're going to do here in 2020, all right? Get that cup.
Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you, man. Appreciate your time, Doc.